With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Republican-led House passes a measure that demands the White House send weapons to Israel.
Republican lawmakers have accused President Biden of abandoning Israel by putting on hold a shipment of some 3,500 bombs that could be used for a Rafah offensive. And they voted to force the weapons transfer. House Speaker Mike Johnson before the vote.
This should not be a partisan issue. It is shameful that it has become that. We have to stand with our closest ally, Israel. They are the only stable democracy in the Middle East. They are one of our closest friends.
More than a dozen Democrats joined with House Republicans to pass the measure to help arm Israel. But Democratic leaders in the Senate say it won't get a vote there. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration is moving forward with an election year proposal to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. Department of Justice issued a notice of proposed rulemaking Thursday to reclassify it to a less restrictive category. In a video on X, Biden called the proposal, quote, an important move toward reversing longstanding inequities, end quote. Also at SRNnews.com, another discovery for the Webb Telescope.
The Webb Space Telescope has discovered the earliest known merger of black holes. Scientists reporting in monthly notices of the Royal Astronomical Society say the two consolidated just 740 million years after the universe-forming Big Bang. One black hole is more than 50 million times more massive than our sun. The other is thought to be similar in size, but it's buried in dense gas, which makes it harder to measure. Until now, astronomers weren't sure how supermassive black holes got so big. The latest findings suggest mergers are how black holes can grow so rapidly, even at cosmic dawn. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is SRN News. Abortion will be the deciding issue for some on Election Day.
According to a poll released by the Public Religion Research Institute, 36% of voters will not cast their ballot for any candidate who does not share their views on abortion. That's up from just 21% back in 2018. Democrats are more likely than Republicans to be doctrinaire on abortion, as are young people. In fact, voters ages 18 to 29 feel more strongly about the issue than any other age group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court's ruling that a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 does cover transgenderism, despite the fact that the term is not mentioned anywhere in the law. This is SRN News. There are long-term effects of last year's deadly wildfires in Maui.
Researchers say 74% of those who participated in a University of Hawaii study examining the health effects of the deadly wildfires may have difficulty breathing and otherwise poor respiratory health. Almost half show signs of compromised lung function. The study looked at 679 people in January and February, but researchers hope to eventually enroll 2,000 people to generate what they call a snapshot of the estimated 10,000 people affected by the fires. I'm Donna Warder.
Oregon State Fish and Wildlife trying to find who's responsible for wildlife poisonings in northeast Oregon that started in 2015. At least 19 wolves have been killed, along with golden eagles, dogs, and other carnivores. They're advising anyone with a dog to keep it on a leash and not allow it to eat anything in the forest. More details at SRNnews.com.